So are you looking for that local touch on your Thanksgiving table? Try cranberries, fresh from a bog in northern St. Lawrence County. They're easier and easier to find in local stores. Deer River Cranberries in Brazier Falls sells to businesses around the North Country, including stores in Canton, Potsdam, and Lake Placid. You can even drive up to the farm and load up a cooler with 50 pounds of cranberries. David Summerstein visited the Deer River Bogs when they were first getting started in 2008. Here's that story.
Peter Paquin's got one word for you. Just one word. No. It's not plastics. It's cranberries.
Cranberry bogs. I don't know of a better spot to put in bog.
Yes, Paquin, a Cape Cod native, a 30-year veteran cranberry farmer, is digging his future in northern New York. He's turned flat hay fields in the town of Brazier into 53 acres of cranberry bogs.
It's a 6-hour drive to get here, so I stay here 2 or 3 weeks at a time. And then I go home and work, and I come back up here and work. Plenty of work.
Paquin's a subdued guy with white hair and a denim jacket and jeans. He bought this land at auction when he learned there was flat land north of the Adirondacks. Right now, he's standing on the edge of what looks like a perfectly rectangular 5-acre swimming pool. The water's just a foot deep. This is one of his cranberry bogs. A cranberry bog is kind of a misnomer, though, Paquin says. It's only flooded for the harvest.
I like to use the word bed because that's what they are. They're not boggy or swampy or anything like that. They're built right on dry ground.
Paquin loves to talk about the business of cranberries. It's lucrative. It costs, he says, about $10,000 to dig and grade this 5-acre bed and then plant cranberry vines. But after 3 years, the bed will produce 125,000 pounds of berries every year for decades. No replanting. It's 65 cents a pound on the market right now. Paquin's making good money.
Better than corn. More profitable. Once it's established, it's more profitable than anything else I know of.
Here's how the harvest works. A machine trolls through the water. It agitates the submerged cranberry plants. And like magic, the entire surface turns bright red after a few minutes.
Basically, just taking the berries, knocking them off the vine under the water, and the berries float to the surface, and it's cheap to do. We'll harvest this 5 acres in about 6 hours. You'll see that they're pretty good-sized berries.
Paquin scoops up a handful and examines them in his palm.
And good color, perfect color. Actually, exceptional color. Just deep maroon. Cranberry color.
Cranberry color.
Same color as cranberry juice.
Now all that's left is to wade in the water and drag booms. They corral the berries toward a pipe that pumps the fruit into a waiting truck. Sonny Morrison's a friend of Paquin's from Massachusetts who helps slog through the bog.
But it gets hot at 3 o'clock. Your back is killing you and your legs are killing you. But hey, it's a couple bucks.
The cranberries are trucked to Massachusetts and Canada for processing. They're made into craisins, juice, sauce, cranberry powders for medicinal uses. The market's always growing, Paquin says. He says more people should get into cranberries. Gary Reardon of nearby Bombay is catching the bug. He's been hanging around here, and he's planting his first bed this fall.
A cousin of mine was working here, and he kept telling me you ought to get involved in the cranberries. And so I came over, and I've been watching Peter, and I'm learning the business.
Yeah. Paquin walks me out onto a dry cranberry bed. The plants are ankle-high, a thick, deep red 5-acre carpet.
You walk on, you can hear a few of the berries pop.
This plot will be ready for harvest next year, and Paquin's planting dozens more acres here. Soon, he'll produce more cranberries in the North Country than he does back in Cape Cod. For North Country Public Radio, I'm David Summerstein in Brazier.
You can see a photo gallery of those cranberry bogs at our website, ncpr.org. I'm Martha Foley.
Digital distribution of North Country Public Radio news and features is funded by gifts from listeners like you. Join us at ncpr.org.